listeners, and thank you for tuning in to the R.G. Hardy broadcast today as we declare to all, souls are crying, men are dying, but together we can and indeed are compelled to win the lost. I believe you will be greatly blessed and spiritually informed by today's message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation, which the Lord gave to me recently in a time of inspirational study. The six pillars are equality, dominion, fertility, monogamy, heterosexuality, and occupation. Now, you don't want to miss one, so I'll be back to tell you how you can order our message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation. So God made us to have dominion. Don't turn there. The last verse under dominion is Psalm 115, 16. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Did you hear that? The heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. I want you to understand something very important. God created the earth for man. He did not create the man for earth. And all this earth love, lovey-dovey-dove stuff, I'm all for taking care of the planet. Don't misunderstand me. I'm all for going green and not having pollution and not killing off God's beautiful creation. But when it comes to the place that they worship Mother Earth and the earth becomes more important than people, God did not make man for this earth. He made earth for man. Let me try to give you maybe it might be a little weak, but an illustration. When a husband and a wife wants to start their family and they want to get pregnant and have a child and they get pregnant and that child is coming, what do? They get that spare bedroom in the house and they paint it yellow or pink or blue. They get little bunny rabbits or they get little something cute and put it all over the walls and they fix it all up. They get a crib and a changing table and they get all kinds of pretty little blankets and fuzzy little things. See, they're preparing that room for the baby. They're not preparing the baby for a room in their house. Do you see that? And God made this earth for us. He didn't make us because he wanted something to put on the earth. He fine-tuned this earth for life. There's no other planet that we have found anywhere where a human being can live. They don't have enough oxygen. They don't have enough water. They don't have enough of the nitrogen and all the things that are out there that make this earth perfect for human life to survive. Just tweak it a little bit. Just tweak the earth a little bit. Move it a hair here or a hair there and we'll be an ice ball or a fireball or we'll have no oxygen. Just speed up or slow down gravity and we'll either go flinging out there somewhere in outer space, never to be heard from again. God fine-tuned this earth down to the metals he put in the ground, the calcium and the magnesium and the selenium. All these things are fine-tuned for life. He made it perfectly so we could live and survive on this earth. God made it for us and he said, I'm giving it to you. Subdue it. Have dominion. And we're going to let a bunch of non-believing atheists tell the righteous children of God that this earth belongs to them, and we're going to come and live under their ungodly laws? If the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Are we going to stand up and say enough of this already? All right, number three, the third pillar of man's existence and the foundation of his creation is fertility. We read it over and over. Be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. The first blessing God put on mankind was, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Before Eve sinned, before they sinned, she would have had children without pain in childbirth. Do you see any other animals having the pain and the sorrow that women have when they give birth? No. What happened? God cursed them. Don't read it, but you can find it in Genesis 3:16. He told Eve, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. But that wasn't God's ideal perfect design. And he made us to be fertile. Now, while we're in Genesis, let's go over to the 9th chapter. Because after God destroyed the earth in the flood, he was left with Noah, his three sons and three daughters-in-law. Of course, Noah's wife, who I'm sure at that point was beyond childbearing.
And let's see what God said. This is after the flood that God destroyed the earth. And now the only human, there's only eight people left now. Four married couples, but three couples of fertility. And God said, bless Noah and his sons. Who did he bless? Noah and his sons. And he said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And look at this. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hands they are delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Now here's where you can start eating meat. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given unto you all things. Before I only let you eat the herb, now I'm going to let you eat the meat. And I'm going to assume it's because the earth was cursed now. Who knows what the flood did? And God knew they wouldn't get enough nutrients without meat. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, you shall not eat. You're never supposed to eat the blood. That's why the Jews slit the animal's neck, hang them upside down, let all the blood drain out. Whosoever sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. So he repeated the law of fertility to Noah and his sons. And of course we see now he instituted capital punishment for murder. He didn't kill Cain for murdering Abel because there was no law. But now God put the law in. If somebody kills somebody, they have to give their life. Why? What was the reason behind capital punishment? And that's why the bleeding hearts out there, they always want to let them off, give them life without parole, but don't kill them. Let them live so we can pay $50 million their whole lifetime to keep them in prison. Why? Because they don't get this. The whole reasoning behind the injunction of capital punishment is because why? He killed somebody made in the image of God. When you kill a man, you kill a donkey, you don't get capital punishment. You kill a horse, it's not a good thing to do, it's not nice, but you're not going to get capital punishment. But you kill a man, you've killed somebody in the image of God. That's the whole reason behind it. Do you think the world is going to understand that or go for it? No, they don't believe there is a God. They think we came from monkeys. You know, we're just the top of the totem pole, but we're all monkeys. That's what they believe. Amen. But God said to his sons, be fruitful and multiply. Okay, rushing along, the fourth pillar. Because all of these scriptures we read in Genesis, all I'm doing now is flashing back to them. We saw that they were to have equality, dominion, fertility, and monogamy. We read it, Genesis 2:24. We read it in Ephesians 5:31. And Jesus said it in Matthew 19:5. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one. So one flesh equals one man, one woman. One flesh equals one husband, one wife. This is God's design for marriage. Monogamy. And in fact, when he gave the Ten Commandments, he made the seventh commandment to say, thou shalt not commit adultery. And adultery was punishable by death, stoning to death. This is God's design. One flesh is one man and one woman. Now, I'm going to paraphrase Matthew 19 quickly because of time. The Pharisees came to Jesus, and they were going to try to trick him again. And so this time they decided to use marriage. And they came to him, and they said, tempting him, trick question, is it lawful to put away, and whenever you see put away in the Old Testament, in the King James Version, it means divorce. So I'm just going to use the word divorce so we are clear. Is it lawful to divorce your wife for any cause? They came asking this question, and you know why? They were all doing it. They were doing it. For any cause means other than adultery. You don't like her anymore. Whatever reason. You know, people say irreconcilable differences. Christians shouldn't have irreconcilable differences. In fact, God gave ministers a ministry. He said, I put the word of reconciliation in your mouth. Now go out there and tell the people, be reconciled. All of you husbands and wives are having problems. I'm telling you what God said. Be reconciled. There's no unreconcilable differences between husbands and wives in Christ. So they said, is it lawful to divorce your wife for any reason? And Jesus said, what did he do? Oh, my God. He said, in the beginning, it was not so. He skipped over Moses. Moses is not God. He said, in the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, quoting again in the mouths of two or three witnesses, let a man leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. But Jesus tacked something onto it. He tacked on a warning. Wherefore, what God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And he was talking to those Pharisees who were doing that very thing. They got rid of wives and remarried anytime they felt like it. And we see it in the ministry today. Do we not? And so he said, from the beginning, it was not so. Now, these guys were pretty bold. They came right back at him. Well, Moses commanded us that if we want to divorce our wife, just give her a written document of divorcement, give it to her and send her away. Oh, Jesus corrected them very quickly. He said, Moses allowed you to do it. He allowed, not commanded, allowed you to do it. And he said it again. But in the beginning, it was not so. I don't care what Moses said that God allowed. And then he slapped them in the face. He said, and Moses allowed it because of the hardness of your heart. Because of the hardness of your heart. But from the beginning, it was not so. God's design is one wife for life. When a Christian goes around saying, can I get a divorce? What they're really saying is, I have a hard heart. They should be saying, how can I save my marriage? What can I do to be reconciled?
Amen. Friends, I hope you are being spiritually intrigued and enlightened by our message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation. Not only that, but I pray that you are being stirred in your heart to take a stand against the tide of immorality and biblical revisionism that are undermining the very truths our nation is founded on. The Word declares, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And the Scripture pointedly asks, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In this groundbreaking message, you will understand that God ordained the family to be the foundation for human stability and happiness. Even Jesus was raised in a family. But today, the so-called modern family has replaced the biblical design God intended, and Satan continues to relentlessly attack the family on many fronts. God created man on the sixth day, and the Genesis creation account defines six pillars which uphold and secure the family structure. Each of these provides a divine blessing, and the whole constitutes God's perfect plan for men and women. Equality, dominion, fertility, monogamy, heterosexuality, and occupation. Now, if you missed one of these, you can order the entire message on CD for a love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. Request offer SK161. That's offer SK161. Our mailing address is R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or you may go online at www.rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Again, the order number is SK161 for today's message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.